This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.
Here's your midday brief for Wednesday, October 20th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The Biden administration says it'll make COVID-19 vaccines available to children ages 5 to 11 if and when the shot produced by Pfizer and BioNTech is approved by federal regulators. Officials say enough doses of the vaccine have been procured to be administered at more than 25,000 pediatric offices and primary care sites, as well as pharmacies and schools. We report exclusively that the board of ExxonMobil is debating whether to abandon several of its biggest oil and gas projects. People familiar with the matter say the company is analyzing the expected carbon emissions from current projects in Mozambique and Vietnam and how they would affect the company's ability to meet pledges to reduce emissions. And Nicholas Cruz has pleaded guilty to killing 17 students and staff members in the 2018 shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Prosecutors have previously said they'll seek the death penalty for Cruz. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.